heard that people were rediscovering the Bible. And one of the things they did was called a conference, where after the preacher would preach, sometimes he would come down from a little bit, and he would take questions from the people. Because one of the ways that our minds work is just to receive the word of God preaching is necessary. But it's a lot of our minds sometimes as far as teaching goes, when we're able to talk through and say. If you look at Acts chapter 9, and this is the story of Paul's conversion. Now look at verse 20, what happened right after he was converted. Acts 9, verse 20. It says, "And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues, saying, 'He is the Son of God.' And all who heard him were amazed. Said, 'Is not this the man who made happy in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name? Has he not come here for this purpose to bring them bound before the chief priests?' But Saul increased all the more in strength, now look at this, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ." Paul refuting the error and proving from the scripture what is true. Engagement of other thinking. Now look at Acts chapter 17, verse 10. Here we have Paul and Silas in Berea. It says the brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. They are the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures they had to see these things were so. And so they heard the word and they searched with their mind and acted and they dig deeper to see this really true. Look at Acts chapter 19. This is Paul in Ephesus. Beginning of verse 8. It says, "And he entered the synagogue, and for three months, he spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus." For 3 months, he reasoned daily with a group of disciples. This continued for two years. So there's an engagement of mind. God has given us minds and love for our minds. So we think on some of the things that we discuss. Some of you have brought questions that we didn't talk about because for us to discuss this specifically asked us. Our great Father God, we are so thankful that you have sent your Son into this world to rescue us, that you have not left us as in love who you are. Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that the revelation of Christ is inscripturated in the Holy Bible for us to read, to know, and understand. We thank you for the church, brothers and sisters of Christ, with whom we have fellowship. Lord, that's what we want to do tonight here at this time. We want to fellowship in the truth, to discuss your word with one another, discuss questions with one another. We pray that you bless our time, that you give the men who are here.
knitted together. But the answer to why bad things happen in the world, or why good things happen in the world, or why anything happens in the world, is because God is God. And He rules over all things. And He is perfect in all He does. And in everything He does in relation to you and to everybody else in the world, even the cold weather outside, is for God's glory.
Always your honor, your father, and your mother. And the word honor
children obey their parents more. The Greek word children for obey means child. Children obey. The question says, what if this is a young adult? How do they submit to their parents? So you have a young adult, a very adult without a child. Obedience is required. Unless, all right, this one thing. If your parents are telling you to do something that God told you to do, that's wise according to the scriptures and they show it to you, then you're required to obey your parents, even as an adult. So, any other questions? Or, sorry, comments?
This is another question. We don't have enough information to answer that quickly. Because there are different kinds of parents. There are some protective parents. You say that. There are parents who love their children so much. Like me. And parents like me are wise. Thank you. Church, theologically. That
very serious one, and I'm trying to think of ways to help her realize that she's not okay just because she grew up in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
in this world and you commune with him and as you break his command, you don't have the justice problem in the fourth step, but you do have an injured relationship problem with your father. The clouds can come between you and God. And you see, you say, Lord, forgive me for injuring us for not helping you to mess up our community. This is a practical question. In living in a fallen world, where we must live by the sweat of our brow, it seems that time management can be a challenge. As a young person, it can be hard to use the learned time, in the best way, or even in a good way. It takes time to build relationships, to work, to pray, to read the scripture, and also to rest. And time is limited. Can you give some advice or insight about using time in a wise, God-honoring way?
Thank you. 47 months he was going to pray, and John said, God, and it's the first day I've stopped with the Father, and he prepared to take that responsibility.
Okay, this next question is from me. It says, in regards to Pastor Hicks' sermon, how should a Christian distinguish between insults and calling out evil for what it is? For example, Christ's glory to the prayers. And if you think about it, talks about that the only words that come out of our mouth should be about which edify over the so Christ's love rather the truth to speak the truth. So a review, what's the purpose of review for your glory of God? That the weak might be harmed by those who are harming you, review the abuser. Jesus did that to the Pharisees. Next question is, what would an improper liquid be? What are the words? What constitutes proper drink? What is the reason for drinking grape juice instead of wine?
Proper drink is through the vine, so that's
because the scripture says
that.
Yeah.
Augustine from Ephesians chapter 3, for the street, Paul's prayer, for the street is not bound with the ease of the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the whole family in heaven and earth, his name, it will grant you, according to the riches of the Lord, be strengthened with mind, through his spirit, in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in their hearts to obey. It goes on. But we can pray for others that they will be strengthened with power. The inner man, Christ, their own people.
Church opens its doors to homosexual people and lets some of them be a part of worship.
this girl, she came out of Hosea into the body of Christ. No question. Why do you live in a life of the reason that's real? It's less than a true. And I love this sister. When Jesus, she enunciates the ability of why we try to live in a life of the reason. By the grace of God,
stays around you for a while, and it's in our thoughts. What is wrapped in violence, wrapped in sexual images, those things will not go away when you turn off the television or whatever it is you're watching or listening to. They'll come back the next day, the day after that. Those things will even be in your mind. And like it says, as a man thinks, or a woman thinks, so is he. So we just have to watch what we're putting in your mind. You know, I've watched some programs that were well, I've started watching some programs that were well plotted, well acted, and they're very few of those things anymore. And I would get caught up in the drama of it, and then after a few episodes, I realized that this is just making my soul sick. And I just stopped watching.
Okay, just a couple more, and then we will be done for the evening. What do you think about Christians serving in the military?
Anymore? don't know what the verse says. See, you are forgiven without even the most possession of Christian defaults. But it's really interesting. But the majority of my love for the groups that my parents are in is the military. And when John Baptist had Chris Cross come to him and asked him, what should we do? One is one of their soldiers. And what does he say to them? Get out of the Roman military. Magistrates in revolution, but not a mob, not a mob revolution. Probably leaders. A leader, if they were appointed by a king, that's at least those who follow that.
A lot of our effects on that. We were right there for American revolution. So let's help it. But any other answers to that? We are done, and I'm sure you have tonight, and when we heard from the Lord, we just apply it into our minds and hearts and lives, that it might be great.